Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about beauty, being YouTubers, the influencer life, what else is about, so I don't know, sometimes other things we will see. Hi, I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh. What a great introduction, Robert.
Yes, this is why we do this, for moments like that.
Like that, yeah, absolutely.
We have an interesting episode for you today, but just before we get into that, James, how's your week been?
Yeah, really quiet. You know what, I'm actually really glad. I'm looking forward to a normal week with nothing to do. Actually, that's a lie. That is a lie, because we have things to do.
We do.
Yeah, we will be going to and from London a couple of times. So I'm looking forward to a more structured week, still with more things in week. It.
Exactly. Still yeah. Normal, but also not normal. That's the best kind of week.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly one and of those.
I love a hotel breakfast, so it's never bad having to travel.
The secret is to not pre-order that breakfast and just get up early and order it.
Exactly. The secret is not to write it down on that door handle piece of paper they give you, because all they offer is a limited menu.
They do, and you'll be disappointed, I promise you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh boy, yeah. Here we go.
Oh boy, here it is. Another joke. James, listen, I feel like we have quite a longish episode, so let me just ask you straight up now. Yeah. Anything you've been loving this week?
You know what? I have a love-hate relationship with this serum. This is from Dermatica, recently launched their new, basically like skincare line. They usually do like prescription type products, but this is like just a skincare line that anyone can buy kind of thing. And this is their hydrating hyaluronic acid plus vitamin B5 serum. Really just nicely kind of like hydrating, makes my skin look a little bit plumper and healthier. Things I like about it, it's slightly thick. And it does feel, you can feel like an instant kind of hydration to it. The only issue is it plays very poorly with thick moisturizers. It's such a thick serum that I don't want to use it in the morning. And when I have done, it plays poorly with sunscreen. Then when I use it in the evening, when I use my thicker kind of like ceramide kind of moisturizers, it just all peels off because how thick this is. But it's such a nice...
disgusting.
Yeah, so I have to use like a... only very light gel creams and moisturizers with this. But I just like, I love the way hydrates my skin and makes my skin look. So it's, I don't like having to play around with products, but I'm kind of enjoying it at the same time. You know?
Yeah, it kind of, when a product becomes too much effort, when it's like, you know, it shouldn't be this hard. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I should just be able to put it on my face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Robert, is there anything you've been loving?
Yeah, I've been really liking... Have I spoke about this already? I think I might have done. What? The highlight stick from Westermann Atelier.
Oh, I don't know, you know.
I don't think so. I have, or maybe I did. So it's a highlighter stick, but I've been really, really enjoying, although my skin is quite oily, these oilier kind of like... sticky stick highlight. So the one from Ciate, the Dewy Sticks highlighter, and then there's one from Milk, and then this one, it they just look so natural on the skin that they I don't know how to describe it. They just look so incredibly natural. No glitter, no shimmer. It just looks like shine. It looks like really healthy skin. And they, despite being a little bit oilier, oily is kind of the wrong word. It's almost like a solid oil. Mm. Despite being like that texture, it doesn't really interfere with your makeup in any way. Mm-hmm. It just sits really nicely on top. But I have this shade, I think it's called Visage Lit Up. I'm not sure. Or the shade is lit up. I have no idea. But it's just really natural. And I just love natural highlighters. I hate it when they're glittery, shimmery, anything like that. However, the one thing that I don't like about this product is the price range. I think Westman Atelier, for their price range, their products are good. They're really nice, but it's insane. It's a little bit ridiculous.
How much is that?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up for you, James. But it's things like the packaging as well, because the packaging's really, really chunky.
Well, it does look quite lax. Lax.
It's got that like gold. Oh, it's £44.
Oh, okay.
So like $50-something.
Mm.
Which is a lot. That's a lot for a highlighter. Actually, let me wind it up all the way, because I haven't actually seen.
It looks quite big though.
And that's how much you get in there.
Oh, that's shocking.
It's not even the whole. Wow, that's actually really terrible.
Is that an inch worth of product?
I've just seen that. Not even an inch. That's a centimeter.
That is a centimeter
of product. And I haven't used this to a point where it's like, oh my god, I've used it every single day, but I should have less. That's that's £44. I just realized. No one buy it. No one buy it. That's awful. Oh my god.
I think we should move on very quickly. I'm very
Let's move on swiftly. Forget it happened. Take a break. Oh, is it me? It's me.
It's you, quick.
Well, welcome. Let's take a break immediately and we'll be right back.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So today we are talking about rebranding brands and how we would personally take a brand that we think maybe needs a little bit of a pick-me-up, a little bit of archive, and how we would rebrand them. Now, we're not any kind of brand, well, professionals. We're not professionals.
We're not professionals.
But, you know, I mean, we could be. We don't know. We haven't tried it yet. We could be like, people might be like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
So you never know. By the end of this, we could have a certificate in rebranding.
In professionalism.
In professionalism, a certificate level one.
Yeah. Listen, I'll go first. I'm actually going to talk about two brands that I'm not massively into, but I look at them and was like, oh, you can do something a little bit different, you know?
All right.
And that first one is Kiehl's. And I...
Yes.
Yeah. I think their tagline kind of says it all.
Let me just...
Yeah, go
yeah,
for it.
Let me just Kiehl's everyone quickly. Kiehl's, if you're not aware of a brand, you've been past it, you've walked past it, and you've thought, why is that Skellington wearing that science top?
A lab coat.
That's Kiehl's.
Yeah.
A lab coat, science top.
Yeah.
Science blouse.
And it's next to a succulent for some reason. So Kiehl's... their tagline is since 1851. And I think that very much shows... in their branding. I mean,
that, isn't that everyone's tagline?
I mean, like, since 18-something.
Since the beginning of time, trees.
Yeah, trees. Since boof.
Since evolution.
Since evolution does. But I think they try and do this, they try and have this, like, apothecary feel, but then they're trying to be science-y, and all their staff are in lab coats, which I do find super cringe. I find it really kind of like, ooh. It's just very confusing to look at. And I do feel like they can drop that now. Like, yes, they don't need to do it. And kind of, whenever you ask people, like, who uses Kiehl's, it's usually men.
Yeah, that's very true. Vast,
and do you know what I think it is? It's in that kind of old-fashioned apothecary, everything smells like lavender, everything smells a bit woody, everything's very kind of like...
You know what it reminds me of? Men's shaving stuff.
Yeah.
So whenever you see an advert for men's shaving stuff, it's like, oh, it's that vibe of like logo. Everything's in the same colour packaging. Everything has the same label, but the bottle's different. The component's slightly different.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the thing as well, is it's like... I feel like they merge too many things together. So, like, for example, one of their brightening serums, I always remember the advert because it's like a white clear, so white pipette, clear bottle. It was on, like, the science-y background as molecules all around it. But then Kiehl's was written in that very traditional, old-fashioned Kiehl's logo.
Right.
And
it
felt like they had got a stock image of a science background and put it in front, behind their product. It, like, absolutely. None of it added up. And I really do think Kiehl's can be somewhere in between something like The Ordinary and Aesop. Now, there's no reason why they can't bring their fonts and all that kind of stuff to modern-day times.
Yeah.
But still have those darker bottles at apothecary feel that kind of reflects their, you know, since ancient time kind of thing. And get rid of some of the, I'm not a fan of fragrance, but they can get rid of some of the fragrance and bring it up to a more modern kind of vibes.
Yes. Kind of lose that like old style barber and go to like more like, you know, anyone can use this, because it's not it's not attractive to like Gen Z people. It's not attractive to millennials. You know, millennials very are into our packaging, you know, it's very. I guess like when people started learning about skincare, it was probably one of those brands where it was like, okay, it looks professional.
It looks really professional. Like,
professional. Maybe we should try it, you know? Yeah. But now when we see it, we're like, oh, okay.
Kiehl's is always the brand that like, once you've kind of like gone past whatever you can pick up in you know, like Boots or whatever, in a drugstore, you kind of like, oh, you spend a bit of money on your first real professional skincare like, brand.
First Kiehl's. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's always Kiehl's. And things, you know, like their blue packaging with red on it. I'm like, oh.
Blue and red. Blue and red is very angry. It's very angry energy.
Blue and red should never be seen as the same goes.
Except for at Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah. But that's for me. I just feel like they just need a real long overdue update. And they've just not changed in the longest time. And the Kiehl's font is just disgusting.
Absolutely professionally disgusting.
Like, I get that they're trying to mix like more tradition with science, but just putting people in lab coats and putting skeleton in your shop doesn't do that.
No, you're right.
So my end of brief for them would be, hey guys, listen, stick with your science. Nature meets science, and grow up. Change your font. Change your logo.
Yeah, change your font. Change your logo. Get rid of that blue glass packaging or that blue. Yeah. You know what? You're looking like, you look like a cross between shaving balm and toothpaste.
Yes, it's Uckley.
Uckley. Uckley.
Robert, what's your brand?
This is going to be an absolute surprise to no one, but it's going to be MAC. Mm. And we're going to talk about MAC because I worked with MAC back in the heyday when MAC was the most, it was the brand, that was it. You like makeup, one day you're going to get MAC, you know, that was your goal. And I've seen, I witnessed a stage in MAC where they were falling off a bandwagon a little bit. And I remember going to work every day and I was like, why haven't they bought out liquid lipsticks yet? And MAC kind of lost their way. Yeah. Mm. They kind of lost their way when they thought they didn't need to jump on the influencer online trending train, which was I mean, MAC is a professional company when it comes to makeup, and no one in that industry thought they had to, because it wouldn't take effect on us, you know what I mean? Mm. And MAC was the brand to beat, and why should they have to change? They were the ones doing it right. But they really did lose their way when all these indie brands started coming out, smaller brands started coming out, and brands that actually made like quite an impact online, and they just couldn't keep up. However, they used to do the exciting things, like the launches, the crazy products that no other people were doing until now, when anyone can pretty much make whatever product they want. And they definitely didn't keep up with that. It's almost like they went backwards and almost leaned to more a more Estee Lauder Clinique kind of vibe, where it's like, we'll keep our basics, we'll keep what everybody loves, and we won't do much else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? However, recently, I have noticed them coming out with some more exciting things. Not so much their products. There's two things in particular that they did that were a little bit more exciting. This foundation that had a little clicky thing, and these lip balms, right? These lip balms, they've come out literally just last week. So this will be going a few weeks later.
Sorry, Kat. Yeah, sorry.
It's a relaunch of a product they did in the 90s, and it's these really cute, colourful, clear lip balms. One is green, one's purple, one's blue, there's a black, brown, clear.
Plumping gloss sticks.
That's the one. And that was a product, a green one, was a product they did in the 90s. And it was like, of course, like, no one else did something like that. And it's a little bit more exciting, it's a little bit more different, there's colour involved, it looks more artistry. And for me, MAC need to lean back on that, leading the way in their products. MAC have iconic products. They are a brand that have Fix Plus, Studio Fix, they have Face and Body, they have iconic products for makeup artists and for consumers, you know? Like, we all know about Ruby Woo lipstick or Russian Red lipstick. You don't need to be even into makeup to know about it. And they kind of lost their way with that. But now I see them doing this, I feel like they need to go back to the drawing board. The collections they released recently are pretty dire. It's like their normal products wrapped in a different packaging.
But what was that one they did that just looked like Revolution? It was some palettes, and it had some stock footage, kind of like Y2K. Oh, it was very
Is that
odd.
Recently? They released something recently. It looked like AI-produced pictures on a palette. And one thing I found interesting about that is the palettes were almost their pre-existing palettes they already have, but where the shades were all matte, they've added a few shimmers in and stuff like that. So again, it's like, stop taking your products and changing them slightly. Do what you used to do, where you had a collection every 3 months, let's say, but that collection had limited edition products, it has something else. People are bored of makeup, people are bored of it, so do something that's exciting. Like, all they've done is bought out lip balms in different colour, and it's the most excited I've been about. They sent it to me. They sent me an orange one and a black one. And I was like, I don't buy MAC anymore. But when I got those, I was really fucking excited, because I was like, oh my God, I actually saw these, and it made me like, oh my God, colour. You know, it looked really good.
Yeah.
So I think so here's my end of brief after all that talking. Hi guys, my name's Robert. I'm here just to tell you some ideas. This is me in the meeting room with them.
Go for it.
Go for it. Remember that one time when you used to release a collection every 3 months, and it wasn't just your old stuff repackaged up. It was great collections, it was great licenses. It you know, there was different products. That's not my fire alarm running out of battery. That's one of my dogs, if you can hear them. And it just, everyone's excited about it. We used to have people queuing up outside the shops, waiting to open the door, sold out in a day. You know, let's do that, guys. Let's do this. And I would high five everyone, and then I'd hand out the lunch vouchers.
Yeah, the free lunch vouchers for coming to your meeting.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. the thing is with MAC, like you were saying, that they obviously did all these amazing collections, and back in those days it wasn't a thing that everyone was doing, but then
it was very unique to them. And if a brand was in a collection, it was only at Christmas, it was only Valentine's Day, or it'll be like roses. Mm-hmm. Collection one, roses.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be anything exciting, whereas MAC did all the most exciting brand collaborations. People wanted to work with them and create something exciting. And it wasn't makeup people. It wasn't influencers. It wasn't people involved in makeup. It was random things, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know, things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even their own collections were exciting. The ones they came up with. They did a collection about paper and I fucking loved it. It was cool. It was called Preta Paper or something like that. And the images were these models. They had paper wrapped around their heads. They were wearing paper clothes and the whole collection was pure beige, but they were limited editions. There was an eyeshadow and a gloss that matched and it was exciting. They made beige exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you look forward to using beige.
Yeah.
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 I feel like it's very, like, it reminds me when Dad was talking to us about how Nokia thought they were the leaders. Well, they were the leaders of, like, phone technology.
Right.
And they were, like, looking down on, like, this new smartphone technology. Because they're like, oh, well, we're Nokia. We're fine. It's very much Mac, isn't it, what they were doing?
Exactly. Yeah. It was very comfortable. Like, oh, no, we have our thing. We don't need to do all this new stuff. Well, it's like most YouTubers with TikTok. When it first came out, we were like, oh, I'm not doing that. Like, we have YouTube. We're fine. And then TikTok comes in as actually one of the biggest platforms ever, you know? Mm-hmm. It's that kind of thing. Like, you can't get too comfortable in one lane, you know? Yeah. Change with the times, guys.
Yeah. No, exactly that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
James, tell us about your next brand.
My next one is going to be, bear with me now, Clean and Clear.
Right.
So, when you really look at Clean and Clear, for those who don't know, is a very teenage-driven brand. It's, you know, astringent toners, clay masks and face washes that dry you the fuck out kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But they have changed over the years. And they can make a very simple change of swapping out certain ingredients for other ones that are so readily available nowadays, that actives that people like the Inculus and the Ordinary always use. My favorite example is one of their toners, the Blackhead Toner, which is just a salicylic acid toner. But they, like, a 2%, which we all use. But because it's Clean and Clear and it smells like Clean and Clear smells, nobody uses it. And we link it to this, like, over-drying, horrible toner because we were told back in the day to use that every single day. When really, it's an exfoliating toner, which we all know how to use now. And their language as well is also so old-fashioned when it comes to their products. So they have this one product, right? And their description is, I think this is a cleanser. Our power particles technology instantly absorbs oil, which is washed away when you rinse the product off your face. Meanwhile, our patented Advantage technology gets to work on helping to prevent spots and blemishes. We're beyond the time now where you need to trademark a bunch of ingredients and give it a stupid scientific-sounding name.
Our complex, TM complex.
Yeah, oil ball complex. Like, just tell us what the ingredients are, what your product does.
Exactly.
Change the packaging a little bit. And they've got, like, to make it a little bit more sophisticated. I don't think teenagers nowadays want four teenage brands.
No, exactly. Yeah, very true.
They're like
true.
Brands that look like a little bit different and they're still stuck in their 90s with their packaging. I honestly think you can put their 2% exfoliant into like a new Paula's Choice packaging. They could launch and they would be successful with it. I just think they need to bring their products into a time where they understand that their clients, their customers, even as young as they are, understand skincare, and there's more information available to them online to understand what they put in their products. They don't need to use all these weird words to explain what it is, and they need to update the names of their products as well.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It's very much like, you know, as soon as you see that brand, you think of every acne, like, TV advert you saw while you're watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly that. Exactly that. And so my facetious for them would be, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Listen, big fan of your products back in the day. The smells are very reminiscent for me. They take me back.
Right.
But listen, just update your instructions and packaging and names and grow up.
Grow up, guys.
You and Kills, take get care. In that room and grow up.
Get in that room. Get rid of all the blue.
Yeah, get rid of the blue.
Color.
Yeah, maybe turn your logo into a Chanel knockoff, you know, the CC. Yeah. Do something with your CC.
Yeah, or call it Clee Clee. Clean and clear.
Really good idea. So great, yeah, that's just a quick little note for them, because their products are actually half decent when you really look into them.
Right. Okay, here's my one.
Yeah.
My last brand would be Benefit. Benefit have good products. I do like Benefit. And they kind of, they have this whole thing, and it's like, I don't know whether they're trying to do the old Hawaiian kind of, like, you know, in the 70s where everyone was like, Hawaii, and they did, you know, that kind of stuff. They're trying to do that mixed with a bit of retro comic book, mixed with a little bit of The Balm, mixed with a little bit of, like, there's happy faces on things. And it's a little bit like, okay, this is kind of... I always think of Benefit about that time when I used to work in Selfridges on Mac, and the Benefit counter were right opposite us. I think I've told the story before, when the two women who owned Benefit came in and they sung that Sisters song. You know, Sisters. Yeah, they sang that on a microphone. It was dead cute, but it was also like, okay, now I see the brand and I see what it's all about. I think that kind of retro boudoir kind of feel isn't relevant anymore. I don't think makeup is at that point now where it's like, oh, makeup's so sexy and makeup's so something. I think for a lot of people, makeup makes people feel a certain way, and of course certain products can do that, but I think in the scope of everyone, makeup now, if we look at marketing, is a hobby and it is a skill, you know what I mean? And it is, you know, you learn things about what you do, this kind of thing. I think we need to take away that kind of pow, kapow, you know, kind of energy from Benefit, and make it a little bit more, you know, keep the pink. Absolutely. Keep the pink, keep the faces. But make it a little bit more, I guess, again, grown up. Make it a little bit more like, artistic, rather than a product that's come free with a Barbie.
I honestly think like Kylie Cosmetics packaging would suit Benefit.
Like that, like... millennial pastel powdery pink. But then you can mix it up. There's something, I don't know, you guys in marketing think of something else. But this whole Hoola vibe isn't it so much for me. They did this release where they had a little bit more, they kind of got star signs a little bit more involved. And I feel like if Benefit were to lean into that pink, spacey, almost like pink, you know, galaxy-esque vibe, I think it would be so much better. So here's my brief. Hi, guys. Help yourself to pastries. I bought them in this morning. They're fresh. Just wanted to mention a few things. Your brand looks a little bit old. It looks a little bit free with a magazine at the moment. So what I would do is, one, stop bringing out so many brow products, you know, because people are shaving them off right now. But also let's update a little bit. Let's think of, you know, that kind of anime in space, you know? You like kitschy things. Anime in space. But no figures. No woman on the front being cheeky. No things, you know, like this. Like, keep it very open. Keep it very anime in space, you know?
I wonder if, you know, the women who do kind of wear a lot of, like, pin-up fashion and very interested in the early days of makeup, I'm pretty sure they're going to be using brands like Rimmel, London... And like brands more are of probably around colours. Back then, yeah. right? Yeah. Rather than like, I'm going to use that because there's pictures of pinups on it. So who are they targeting it towards?
Benefit is a great brand for, their brow products are great. You can find anything for your eyebrows. But I do think Benefit is a nice brand for that stage when you're a child going into a teenager. But then I use some of their stuff now, you know, as a 34-year-old man. By the way, I only found out I was 34 a few nights ago. I totally forgot.
Oh, well done.
When my fiance was like, yeah, you're 34. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's a good, like, it's there for a reason and it does well for a reason. I just wish it was updated slightly, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. All these brands do well for a reason, but I wouldn't say they are at the top of their game like they used to be.
Exactly. And because indie brands are coming out and doing more exciting things.
Yeah.
And they change more. They change constantly, you know?
They do. So all these brands now owe us consulting fees. Thank you.
Yeah. If I walk into a shop tomorrow and Benefit's a space anime theme, I'll be suing.
Yeah. Play this back and sue.
No, actually, you know what? I'll stand there and I'll put my hand on my hip and I'll nod and smile and go, you did it, Benefit. You really made it.
Yeah.
And I'll walk backwards and slow clap.
Yeah. That would be... Anime in space.
Anime in space. Well, that's all we have time for today. So thank you. We would love to know over on our Instagram, find it, what you would change about a brand and why. You can follow me at Robert WLSH on Instagram for more makeup content, and Robert Welsh on YouTube.
And me, James underscore S underscore Welsh over on Instagram, James Welsh on YouTube, as well as Neophyte Nails here on YouTube for nail content.
Awesome, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.